ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यम् करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः 75 is over, isn't it? So, now we're all talking about the experiences and our conclusions. Isn't it? What is our experience and what is the conclusion we arrive at? And then, if we arrive at a given conclusion based on our perception, and is our conclusion correct or not? But in the day-to-day life, our experiences are different. The conclusions we arrive at are different. If we arrive at the wrong conclusion, how the same way our conclusion based on our perception or experiences also is erroneous. This it's repeatedly being said here. Potena gach, and then that is because of ignorance. Potena gachatav pumsaha.
Potena gachatav pumsaha.
Sarvam bhativas chanchalam.
Sarvam bhativas chanchalam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Pashyate jnana yogataha.
Pashyate jnana yogataha.
Potena gachyatav pumsaha.
Potena gachyatav pumsaha.
Sarvam bhativa chanchalam.
Sarvam bhativa chanchalam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam. Pashyate jnana yogataha.
Pashyate jnana yogataha.
This is not a new example here. Which I've already given the example. I used the example based on our experience. We only travel by trains and cars and buses. So when we travel and whenever we go in one direction, and naturally there are trees and buildings on the sides, and they seem to be the stable, firm buildings and trees on the roadside. They seem to be moving in the opposite direction for us. Isn't it? They appear to be moving. But even though in appearance they seem to be moving, in reality they are not moving. Is it clear? So here, in Shankara's times, they've been only moving. Whenever they had to cross the river, they had to go from one place to other place to cross the rivers. Now that they must be the river, they had to cross to go inside and come outside. They must have been using only boats. So he says, potaha, potaha means a small boat, a raft-like. Potaha. So, we have so many words, nauka, nau, ship, boat, etc. So here, we say plavaha, other words are plavaha, afloat, raft. Here, potaha is a small boat. Potena gachataha pumsaha. Pums means Puman, Purushaha mean the same. Sakaranta Pullinga Shabdaha Pums. And the possessive, it becomes a Pumsaha. For the person, for the man, who is going, for the going person, isn't it? Going by a boat. Gachanna Pums, isn't it? Gachanna Puman, and then Gachantam, like that comes, Gachataha Pumsaha. For the man, for the person who is moving, going in a boat, going by boat, traveling by boat, Sarvam Chanchalam Iva Bhati. Sarvam, everything seems to be, appears to be, Bhati means appears. Everything shines, appears to be moving. Chanchalam Iva Bhati. Sarvam Chanchalam Iva Bhati. Everything is, everything shines as though it, everything is moving. Everything appears to be moving. But this is the experience, isn't it? In appearance. But in reality, the person who's traveling by boat knows definitely, even though I am moving in the boat, all these things which are on the sides of the river, they seem to be moving, but they really, they do not move. Why, even though they appear to be moving, why is it that he knows the fact? Why is it he doesn't take them to be moving? His conclusion is not in keeping with his experience. In his perception, all the trees are moving, everything around the river bank, they're all moving in appearance. But in his conclusion is different. His conclusion is very correct conclusion. No, all these trees, etc., and the bank of the river, they do not move at all. They're firm. Even though they appear to be moving, in his mind he knows very well they do not move because he knows the fact. Because all the time he sees, what does he see? The trees are firm. The things on the bank are firm. They're not moving. He knows that they are unmoving sthavara vastuni. They're all unmoving, immobile beings. He knows about the nature of those things which are on the bank. What is the nature of the things on the river bank? The animals, etc., are moving. They are jangama. You know? They are mobile beings. But these trees, buildings, etc., and the huts, etc., on the riverside, the river bank, they're all sthavara vastuni. They're all immobile, unmoving objects. He knows their nature. They are of the nature of unmoving, immobility. So they will not move, they cannot move. Even though it seems to be moving, I know very well they do not move. It is the knowledge of the nature of things on the river bank helps him to accept the experience, but still not to get carried away by his experiences, not to arrive at the wrong conclusion. Is it clear? But here, similarly, but what happens with Atma? We don't do that. Tadvat, in the same way, Tadvat means like that. Vat means like, Tad means that, like that. In the same way, similarly, Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati. Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati. One sees the body as the Atma. Or one sees one superimposes body in the Atma. Atmani Dehatvam. One sees one's own self as the body. One sees one's own self as the body. Once take the body for the self, thereby what happens? One sees this body self as the body. Unmoving trees are seen as moving trees. So also, one sees the permanent, eternal, timeless Atma as the time-bound body. There, even though you see the trees moving, unmoving trees appearing to be moving, but you arrive at the right conclusion because you know the trees do not move at all because of your knowledge of the nature of the trees and the bank. Whereas here, you do not know the nature of the Atma, therefore you go ahead with your experience. You take it what now? You take the self for the body. Taking the self for the body is called what? Atmani Dehatva Darshanam. Atmani Dehatva Darshanam means, see, taking the self for the physical body. Taking not only physical body, also the subtle aspects. Why? Pashyati Ajnana Yogataha. Due to the ignorance of the self. Because you are not, when you are born as a human being and you are endowed with this, what of the body, physical body, endowed with the mind, instrument of knowledge, you are endowed with the sense organs, you are endowed with powers of organs of action, you are endowed with the pranas, you are endowed with all the instruments of enjoyment, instruments of perception, so that you are able to perceive everything. But you are also, as you are born with the ignorance. Okay, we are all born ignorant people. Not that ignorance is some one fine day ignorance is created in your mind. No, you are born ignorant. Ajnana yogataha. Okay, because we are all born ignorant people and we are ignorant of ignorance also. We are also ignorant of the ignorance. Then we continue our lives with the born ignorance. With ignorance with which we were born, we continue with our ignorance. Therefore, what happens, because of that ignorance alone, we take the Atma for the body, just as the unmoving trees are taken for the moving trees. Is it clear? So, repetition is for what? Really speaking, Atma, the self, is not like the body. What is self? Self is the actual meaning of the word I. And if the problem is centered on I, if you know body is a mortal, you will not be worried. The body object to death means you will be objective towards the body. Something happens to the body that will not affect you. But now, anything happens to the body affects you because of your I sense in the body. This is called the problem being centered on I. This is the fundamental problem being centered on I. If the problem is being centered on I is solved, I tell you, then you will accept everything. You can easily accept the death of the body. You can easily accept the problems of the body. You can easily accept the problems of the mind. You can accept all the problems of everything with objectivity. It's not that knowledge is not going to change the condition of the body. Knowledge of the self will not change the condition of the mind, will not change the condition of sense organs, will not change any condition. The body is body. It is in its own way. It is within its own nature. So now, the body, mind, sense complex, all of them, their nature cannot be changed. But you can accept the nature of the body, mind, sense complex as it is. You can accept them if you are objective towards it. For you to be objective towards your own body mind complex, you should distinguish yourself from the body mind complex, and you should know definitely what actually you are. You know what I'm saying? So self knowledge will not change the nature of the body, nature of the mind, nature of the senses, condition of the things, whatever. In ignorance, whatever happens to the body, the same thing happens in knowledge also to the body. What is the difference? In self-knowledge also, whatever is going to happen to the body is going to happen. In self-ignorance also, what is going to, whether the person is ignorant or wise. The body, whatever has to happen for the body will happen. But how are we going to take it? In ignorance, what is the difference? In ignorance, you are subjective. You internalize. What happens in the body is taken to be happening for you, the I. It is called the problem being centered on I. If the problem being centered on I is corrected, removed, then you will be objective towards the body. Once you are objective, you can accept whatever happens for the body also. Actually, the self is the actual meaning of the word I. Actual self, we do not know that. Because of that ignorance of the self, because we are born ignorant, we continue to be ignorant, helplessly, our experiences, because of the closeness also, inseparability of the Atma and Anatma body mind complex, naturally we take the self for the body. How? By taking the body for the self. Okay? We'll go to the next verse.
Pitatvam hi yatha shubhre
doshad bhavati
kasyachit
tadvadatmani
dehatvam
pashyatya jnana yogatah
Pitatvam hi yatha shubhre
doshad bhavati kasyachit
tadvadatmani
dehatvam
pashyatya jnana
yogatah.
See, this pitaha means yellow color. Pitaha varnaha means yellow color. And the pitatvam means the status of being yellow. If you want something appearing to be yellow, is said to be yellow, appearance of the yellow is called pitatvam. So, whenever the pitta, now, pitta is actually, whenever the jaundice, there's a disease called jaundice, is there, even the everything will look yellow. And for the person who has this jaundice problem, when he sees things, and even the bright white color things appear to be yellow, because he has this yellow color, is in his own eyes. Isn't it? The same way. Even things which are not colorful, they appear to be colorful because of his own problem, because of his own disease. Here also, because of this disease of ignorance alone, disease of ajnanam, ignorance, dehatvam atmani. Atmani dehatvam. You see the body in the self. It means what? Taking the body for the self is in fact seeing the body in the self. It means taking the self for the body. It is vice versa, isn't it? Once you, for you, self is only the body. Self is the body. Why? Because you mistake the body for the self. Because you do not know what the self is. When you do not know what the self is, you mistake the body for the self. Naturally, where is self? Where do you see the self? Then body becomes the self. So atmani dehatvam pashyati, because of ignorance. he gives other example. It is because of his lack of right perception, because of wrong perception, because of the disease of jaundice, he sees everything, anything shubhram. Shubhram means pure and clean and white. Anything which is pure, clean and white also, everything is pure, clean and white appears to be yellow for this person. Doshat bhavati kasyachit, for anyone, anything pure and clean and white appears to be yellow if because of his problem of the disease of jaundice. Tadvat, in the same way, atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogataha. See, in the same way, because of the disease of ignorance of the self, one sees the atma in the body. One sees atma in the body. Where should you see? Should we see the water in the wave, or should we see the wave in the water? Isn't it? We see the water in the wave, which is wrong. Water is not in the wave, even though wave has no existence outside of the water. Similarly, body has no existence independent of the Atma, but Atma is not in the body. So what now? Atmani dehatvam pashyati. He sees the body, he takes the body for the self, thereby he sees the body in the self, which means because of the ignorance of the self. Why does the body appears to be self for him? Like how, why anything white, anything pure and clean appears to be yellow? Why? Not because the object which is seen as yellow has become yellow. It is because of this problem, his own problem of the disease of jaundice. Pitattva. Same way, it is not because body appears to be Atma. Look at this. You have to be very careful. Body does not appear to be Atma. Body is body. Body doesn't make you mistake it for the Atma. Body appears, just body is body. Tapi, it is there. Like any white thing is there. If it appears yellow, it doesn't become yellow, doesn't make you see it yellow. In no way, this anything white is responsible for appearing to be yellow. It is not responsible. It is as it has to be. But I see it yellow in color. In my perception alone, this pure white thing appears to be yellow. It is nothing to do, this white object thing has nothing to do with my mistaking it for yellow in color. Similarly, the physical body is not responsible for it being to be mistaken for the self. The physical body is physical body. It is not responsible. Physical body being there, you can, oh, because this white thing is here, I see it as yellow in color. Why it is here? If it is not there at all, then I will not take it for yellow object. That means what? It is not right, isn't it? It is not because that white thing is there, I take it for yellow thing. So I have to, either I want to undo it, destroy it, see, destroying it, or undoing it, or removing it, putting it away, is not going to help my problem. Isn't it? My problem will continue to be there. Similarly, the physical body also is just there with its own nature, with its own conditions, how it has to be. But I take this body for the self. Why do you take body for the self? Thereby, I see self in this body. I see the bodiness in the self. I take the body for the self. For me, the body appears to be self. Why? Because of the problem is because of the disease of ignorance. Because of the disease of self-ignorance, I see, what now? I see the body as the self. I see body in the self. I take the self for the body. Got it?
Chakshurbhyam
Brahmashilabhyam
Sarvam Bhati Brahmatmakam
Tadvadatmani
Dehatvam Pashyatya Jnana Yogataha Chakshurbhyam Brahmashilabhyam
Sarvam Bhati Brahmatmakam
Tadvadatmani Dehatvam
Pashyatya Jnana Yogataha
See, sarvam bhati brahmatmakam. See, everything appears to be distorted. Even though nothing is distorted, everything around is perfect. Everything appears to be distorted, brahmatmakam. Now, sarvam brahmatmakam bhati. When does everything else outside appears to be distorted? When you have the problem in your eyes. When the vision is distorted, if you have distorted vision, then the perception of the external object also becomes what? Distorted. Isn't it? Therefore, the object externally also appears to be distorted. Look at this. The three things: external object which appears to be distorted, and there is distorted perception because of distorted vision. The problem is with your eyes. So he says, Brahmashilabhyam Chakshurbhyam. Both the eyes are defective. Both the eyes have distorted vision. And with the eyes with the distorted vision, when you see the objects, even though objects have nothing to do with distorted appearance, but still they appear to be distorted, then you say all these objects are distorted and defective, they have problems. And how much ever you try to change, to make them look proper, you work very, very hard. You make the things, the distorted things appear properly, the corrected. So you work hard to put them correctly. But unfortunately, the things which are outside, they are already corrected, they are okay. But without changing your vision, you try to correct the distorted appearances, the proper appearances, and they continue to be distorted in different ways. Earlier it was of different distortion, distorted appearance, and after you try to do something, they continue to be appear distorted differently, because the distortions continue to be dead. The appearance, distorted appearance continues to be there on the part of the external objects. Not because objects are distorted. It is because of the distorted perception, because of distorted vision. The problem is with their own eyes. In the same way, Your mind has the problem. The mind also has vision, isn't it? The mental vision, which is otherwise called a conclusion, the notion, is also what now? Distorted vision. The mind also has wrong perception. Wrong perception, wrong understanding, wrong conclusion. And why? Because, not because of the body. Body appears to, body doesn't appear like a self. Not because of the body. The mind perceives the external objects. Mind perceives the body, mind perceives, isn't it? It's a perception of all the thoughts, perception of sense powers, mind perceives everything. But still, mind has its own defect. What is the defect here? Mind is of the defect of not being able to see, perceive its own swarupam. Mind is blind in terms of knowing its own swarupam. Like these eyes are also, can you ever see, even your brightest eyes with very perfect vision, now can see everything else, but these eyes cannot see themselves. Everyone's eyes become really, cannot see themselves. In the same way, mind also does not see its own swarupam. Mind is incapable of seeing its own swarupam. It's like a wave being incapable of touching its own real nature, the water. The mind cannot see. And why? Because there is ignorance of its own swarupam. So the mind is naturally endowed with the ignorance of its own swarupam. The mind becomes manifest. It is meant for seeing what is external. Mind is not meant for us. No. Mind is meant for seeing what is externally available. Therefore, it is born with what now? Ignorance of its own swarupam. And mind can never turn its attention towards its own swarupam. So, being ignorant of its swarupam, isn't it? And when mind, with this problem of ignorance, defect of ignorance, this problem of ignorance, the disease of ignorance, when the mind perceives things, and everything perceived, also what now, appears to be distorted. How distorted? Perceived is mistaken for the self. Perceived being mistaken for the perceiver. Perceived being mistaken for the perceiver, known being mistaken for the knower, seen being mistaken for the seer, what now? Distortion, due to the distortion in the vision. Problem in understanding. Is it clear? The seen is taken as a seer. The perceived is taken for the perceiver.
What exactly is Shila? Shila.
Shila means the guna. Guna here. Brahma guna. Guna is its attribute. It's the nature. So, eyes endowed with the problem of distortion is called what now? Brahmashila. Brahmashila means what now? It has the problem. Shila means something which is endowed with. Something which is with. Suppose I say Gunashila, Rodney. What does it mean? One who is endowed with good virtues. Gunashila means what? Gunashilaha means one who is endowed with the virtues. So virtuous. So Brahmashilaha means what now? That which is endowed with the defects. So defective to say Brahmashilaha, Gunashilaha. Like it. So Chakshurbhyam Brahmashilabhyam Sarvam Brahmatmakam Bhati. Because of the distortion on the part of the eyes, you know, the perception becomes distorted, the objects perceive also appear to be distorted. In the same way, Tadvate Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati Ajnana Yogata. Because of this problem of ignorance in the mind, what now? Then, what appears here, the Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati, one takes taking the body for the Atma, is what seeing the bodiness in the Atma. So the seen, known, anatma is mistaken for the atma. The known body of anatma dehaha appears to be knower atma.
Alatam brahmane naiva.
Alatam brahmane naiva.
Vartulam bhati suryavat.
Vartulam bhati suryavat.
Alatam brahmane naiva.
Alatam brahmane naiva.
Vartulam bhati suryavat.
Vartulam bhati suryavat.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
See, in villages for the festivals, what we do, especially even Deepavali and all, we'll make really, you know, we'll make these big wires and really, and then twine them. And we'll make big, then we'll set fire to them. Even these boys do here, no? All these cycle tires, and they take it. They make a round thing and they set fire. And you can see that it will be, you can see that like big fire brand of, round fire brand like, you know? And there'll be fire. Even villages, for festivals, people used to put this fire around. No fire thing brand around, and they enter into that, and they'll dance like this because it's just a show for us. I used to get scared. Oh my God, it'll burn! And they'll throw like this. They'll throw big. Village festivals are amazing, really. They'll throw like this, and as a village, not being much exposed to anything big, and when like a village, you know, it's a big entertainment for you. And you see all those things, oh my God, look at this. It really looks like a sun. Because what is sun? A small round with some flames or what? Now whenever we see, we draw pictures of sun. We put on round and some rays around, which is sun for us. All the children also draw. Every child first learns to draw this sun. Big round and put some rays around. And some water around, some, you know, small huts around. This is a kindergarten crayon. You start with the paintings. And it sticks in your mind so strongly that sun means round with some rays. Similarly, when you see this round, you know, the round fire brand really, and which has a lot of flame around, oh my God, it appears like sun. Is it sun? No. But we do mistake. It is like how it is not right for us. When we see this example, we know it is it's absurd, isn't it? How can we take just some round firebrand for a sun? Because it is bright in color, it is blazing, it is orange in color. How can we take it for sun? Isn't it? But still we take it for a sun. We won't take it for a sun. We know. How can we take it? It's wrong, we know. But here what happens? In the same way you are taking, But when you think, when you see, take this anatma body, bodiness is superimposed upon the atma. When you take the body for the atma, is exactly like taking a small firebrand, round firebrand, for the sun. It is as wrong as this. What is this firebrand and what real sun is? How it is impossible, isn't it? It's impossible for one to take the firebrand, round firebrand, for the sun. It's not right, isn't it? Same way, it is completely different. Atma is completely different, incomparably independent, a true reality. That is what Atma is. That's what the Self is. That is what the actual meaning of I is. But that is now what happens. That is mistaken for the body. The body is mistaken for the I, that Atma. Like how this round firebrand, because of some brilliance it has, some light it has, some fire it has, you know, is mistaken for the sun. If you mistake, how funny it will be. In the same way, because this human body has some life, some consciousness, some sentiency, it has some life in it, isn't it? Therefore, it is mistaken for the Self. Why? Because it is ajnana yogataha. See what ignorance does. Ignorance can make you, what is impossible is made possible by ignorance. Look at this. The sun can never be, sun is such a huge, isn't it, planet, huge, the source of energy, incomparably vast, inexplicably vast. We can never see, nobody has that perception of the sun, really speaking. You can't even imagine going near the sun. People can try everywhere, okay? The sun is one thing where people can't imagine going near. As they go near, they'll get burnt. They can't even go near. Even here, they're not able to tolerate heat in summer. Imagine going near the sun. That is sun. But when you see a small thing, round firebrand, and you make, and you take it for sun, isn't it? In the same way, it is purely because of ignorance alone, timeless, eternal, all-pervasive, the only reality, Atma, you mistake it for the time-bound, Namarupa, Anatma, body. Why? Because you don't mistake a non-living thing for the Atma. You don't mistake even the living thing for the Atma. You mistake your body for Atma because it has some light. Suppose you see a round string without any light in it. Will you mistake it for the sun? No. You see some round thing without any fire on it. It is not a firebrand. So some big round thing. You don't simply, something which is round, you won't mistake it for sun. When you see some light, when you see some brilliance, when it is also bright, a hot, you know, if it is far from you, suppose it is kept very far, then it is very natural for you to mistake it for sun. In the same way, this body also what now has some life, some sentiency, some consciousness. Therefore, and this body now is mistaken for the Self, therefore this bodiness is seen in the Self because of the ignorance of the Self. So, alataha, alataha means this firebrand. Vartulam means round, the round firebrand. It's called alatam vartulam. Alatam vartulam. Brahmanena, due to confusion, isn't it? Due to our wrong perception alone. What now? Suryavat bhati. Brahmanam is one, two things you can say. Brahmana means movement also. See, Brahmati. Brahmati means moves. Moves around. Moving around is called Brahmati. Brahmanam means wandering around, moving around. When this Vartulam, Alatam Vartulam, Vartulam Alatam, this round firebrand, you know, is moved like this. Suppose Brahmanam, when you move it fast, I told you about the village festival. When this round firebrand, when it is moved fast, because of the fast movement of the round firebrand, okay, what happened now? It is Suryavat Bhati. It appears like the sun. Okay, the mere alatam, mere vart, something which is merely vartulam, round, you will not take it for sun. Something which is round, and something, the round, it was about now the firebrand, and also about now fast, it moves also. It moves, it is moved very, very fast, it appears like a sun. But really it is not a sun. In the same way, this physical body also, if it is doesn't have life, you will not take it for self. When the body is dead, is there I sense in the body? Tell me. The dead body, there is no aham buddhi. Thank God. The dead body also aham buddhi is there, it will come back and you won't leave it. You have to push outside the body and not to worry about the body. When you are in this body, isn't it? When the body is dead, there is no more. Body doesn't say, I am still the body. Does the body speak? Is there I sense on the part of the body? I sense in the body? Is there Atma Buddhi in the body? No. The dead body, there is no I sense. But when the body is alive, there is I sense. Aham Buddheha and Atma Buddhi. You have I sense in the body only when the body is alive, conscious and sentient. This having the essence in the body itself is what now? Mistaking the Atma for the Anatma. Seeing the Atma, taking the Atma for the Anatma body. And thereby superimposing the bodiness in the self. When the body is taken for the self, then self becomes the body for you. Isn't it? It is purely because of the self-ignorance.
Mahatve sarva vastu naam.
Mahatve sarva vastu naam.
Anutvam hyati durataha.
Anutvam hyati durataha.
Mahatve sarva vastu naam.
Mahatve sarva vastu naam.
Anutvam hyati durataha.
Anutvam hyati durataha.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha. Mahatve sarva vastu naam.
Mahatve sarva vastu naam.
Anutvam hyati durataha.
Anutvam hyati durataha.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
See what he says. Mahatvam. Mahat means big. Mahat means great and also big adjectives. In masculine gender it is called Mahan. In feminine it is called Mahati. In neuter it is called Mahat. So Mahatvam, greatness, bigness. Mahat is an adjective. Tvam is what now? It becomes a noun. Mahatvam, greatness, bigness. Mahat, Mahan, Mahati, great. Adjectives. Noun, mahatvam, greatness. Mahatmyam, also greatness. So, mahatvam means here is a bigness. A bigness. So, mahatvam, mahatve hiri satisattami. Satisattami. Sarva vastu naam mahatve. There is bigness of all the objects. Sarvat vastu naam mahatvam means what? The bigness of all the objects. There are so many objects which are very huge and big. Very huge. Incomprehensibly huge and big. There are so many things. So, sarva vastu naam mahatve. In spite of, sarva vastu naam mahatva means what? Bigness of all the objects. Mahatve means what? In spite of all these objects such as sun, moon, stars, all these stars, we sing a rhyme, twinkle, twinkle, little star, but really speaking, no star is little, so huge. Sun is so huge, incomprehensibly, inexplicably huge. Every planet is so big, moon is so big, sun is so big. This earth also is what now, even though we put our own picture, because we see this atlas and all that, we put a globe like this, isn't it? As if we can do it. How big is it? We simply for understanding, we put the globe as a round, something round, we draw a round picture, we mean the globe. But how vast is it? Isn't it? It is that perception of the whole earth is impossible. And then there were so huge things, mahatve. They are so huge and big. In spite of all these things above, now in spite of that being very huge and big also, inexplicably vast also. But when we see from here, no, anutvam, they appear to be very, very small. Little star, small round sun, isn't it? Sun appears to be small from here. Moon appears to be a small round thing, flat thing from here. The stars appear to be so many stars. So many, we count them also, try to count them also. So many appear to be just the sparks of light. Is every star just a spark of light, what we see here? No. They appear to be the anutvam. As anutvam is smallness in appearance of the stars, etc. In spite of their being big, is due to the distance. Dūrataha. Okay? Due to the distance. Really speaking, they are not small. All those bodies, luminous bodies are not small, tiny ones. But they seem to be, they appear to be small, and the smallness, smallness seen on the part of those small, the luminous bodies, in spite of their very being huge and big, is purely because of the distance between the perceivers and the perceived huge things. It's the distance. Distance can make anything huge appear to be small. So here, it appears to be, isn't it? It's a small, it's a distance. Dūrataha. So he says, Dūrataha. Mahatve sarva vastu naam mahatve anutvam. Now the smallness in appearance of the big things, in spite of their being big, is due to the distance, du ati duratah. Due to the vast distance, ati duram, duram means simply distance, ati duratah. Due to the vast distance alone, the smallness, things appear to be small in spite of their being inexplicably big and vast.
Tadvat, in the same way, Atmani Dehatvam Pashyati Ajnana Yogataha.
In the same way, one sees what now? One Atma is what? Atma is Brahma. Atma is Brahma. Brahma means what? Biggest. Big. Atma means big. Brahman. Brahman means what? Brihatvat Brahma. The Brahman is the... There is no nothing bigger than Brahman here. Atma cannot become bigger than what it is. Nothing can make Atma small. Why? Because Atma is already Brahma. Brahma means what? That which is incomparably, big. Incomparably big means what now? Incomparably means what? Limitlessly big. Incomparably, limitlessly big means time-wise, object-wise, spatially, limitlessly big. Therefore, Atma is a secondless non-dual reality. Therefore, Atma is the only vastu which is incomparably, limitlessly big. The incomparably, limitlessly big Atma is mistaken for, appears to be tiny little body, even though it is 80 kilos, 90 kilos, isn't it? Atma is the actual weight. The weight is the actual substance. But the actual substance Atma, Brahma Atma, is mistaken for Anatma Dehaha, which is in no way comparable at all to Atma, which is, isn't it? It says non-substantial name and form Deha, body, which is what now? Time-wise limited, spatially limited, object-wise limited. It is small, isn't it? The small, tiny little body which is bound by all limitations, isn't it? Which is bound by, subject to all limitations, spatially limited, object-wise limited, time-wise limited. All this body which is bound by all limitations is mistaken for the limitlessly big Brahma, Brahman. Atma, which is Brahman. In spite of Atma being the Self, being incomparably, limitlessly big Paramatma, the Brahma, the actual substance, that Paramatma is mistaken for the tiny little, time-wise, object-wise, spatially limited, time-bound, isn't it? This non-substantial, nama-rupa object, anatma, what is the distance here? There's no distance between Atma and Anatma. At least there's distance between your eyes and a distance between all those huge luminous bodies above. But here, there's no distance between Atma and Anatma. But the distance is in ignorance, caused by ignorance. Okay? Therefore, this distance of ignorance, because of ignorance alone, you mistake what now? This time-bound, spatially limited, object-wise limited, non-substantial, nama-rupa, anatma, inert, material, little body for limitless, incomparably limitless Atma, which is Brahman. Okay. There the distance and here the ignorance. It's nice. See, it makes you think, isn't it? She's waiting for us to have aparoksha jnanam. Then it should result in aparoksha anubhuti. I told the class, I think, the difference between aparoksha jnanam and aparoksha anubhuti. Isn't shravanam and mananam result in aparoksha jnanam? And nididhyasam will result in aparoksha anubhuti, which is not experience, which is only the claiming oneself being Brahman. It's not experience.
How do you translate this with the sati saptami sense?
Sati, in spite of. Mahatvam means greatness. So greatness of all the objects. In spite of the greatness of all the objects being there. The greatness of greatness being there. That's the little translation. But still, because of the distance, anutvam, there is small, the appearance of smallness on their part. Appearance of smallness on their part is due to the distance. In the same way, due to ignorance, isn't it? Atma is taken for the time-bound body.
Sukshmatve sarva bhavanam. Sukshmatve
sarva.
I think I have to teach you Sati Saptami separately. Sukshmatve sarva. Separately, I'll teach the grammar. Sukshmatve sarva bhava.
Vastuna. Sarva vastuna.
Same meaning. Sukshmatve sarva bhavanam.
Sukshmatve sarva bhavanam.
Stulatvam
chopanetrataha.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
I think when during Shankara's period itself there must have been opticians. I think.
Shankara.
I wish they put this verse and then I won't tell that person, doctor. Put this verse.
Sukshmatve sarva bhavanam.
Sukshmatve sarva bhavanam.
Sthulatvam chopanetrataha.
Sthulatvam chopanetrataha.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
See, when the distance is there, huge things appear to be small. Isn't it? But even tiniest things also appear to be big. Now, appear big because of your lenses. So, upanetram means specs. Upanetram. Why it's called netram is your eyes, isn't it? When you take the upanetram means the lens which is kept near the eyes. What? Upanetram. Spectacles. So here is sarva bhavanam, sarva vastunam, sukshmatve api. Even though the objects or suppose the letters which we read in the book are very, very small. Very small letters. You know. And the small letters, our eyes are not able to see. And they're made big, further we can see. How? Letters are not big. It is the lenses which make the letters appear big. You know that?
lenses do not change. See, we have to be very, very careful. We always try to change. We want to do something for our happiness, for moksha, for ananda. Let me practice meditation, do something to attain moksha, to get... This is an attitude. We want to change. We want, by changing the situations, by changing conditions, and to change something, we want to do something. By doing something or the other, I want to create a different experience. I want to be different so that I can keep myself in good humor. That effort is always there constantly on our part. Isn't it? So, we see the problem here is, so what? How much ever you do, whatever changes you try to bring about, the condition will not change. Okay, the problem is not with the external objects. The problem is not with the world, not with the externally perceived things. Similarly, the letters are small. The letters appear to be very, very small. And even, isn't it, even with their glasses also, the same letters are the same small letters only. The only thing is, the same small letters appear big, visible, and you know, so that you are perceivable, you're able to read well when the specs are there, isn't it? The spectacles are there. So here, upanetrataha, due to the upanetram means specs. Upanetrataha means what? No, hetvarte panchami, due to your specs, spectacles. Sarva bhavanam sukshmatve api, sukshmatve. In spite of all the objects being small around, in spite of the letters in the book being small, you can just sarva aksharanam, small also. Stulatvam, what now? Stulatvam, the bigness, grossness, isn't it? They appear to be big. The bigness, now that bigness, they appear to be big because of the specs, spectacles. The specs does not, spectacles, exactly, they do not change the appearance of the letters. They only make the letters appear big. Okay. Similarly, tadvat, what now? Atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogataha. This is not that your perception, isn't it? You perceive, what is your perception? According, you have eye sense in the body. You mistake the body for the self. Thereby you see the self as the body. See the self as the body, see, taking the body for the self because of ignorance. Isn't it? So error in perception is what? Not because of the perception. Error in perception is because of ignorance. It's not an appearance, isn't it? Error in perception is because of ignorance. Just as because of his specs alone, the small thing appears to be big. Similarly, because of ignorance, what now? This error in perception, that anatma is taken for the atma, atma is seen as the anatma. So many examples he is giving. Beautiful, isn't it? Kacha bhumau jalatvam va. Kacha bhumau jalatvam va. Jala bhumau hi kachata. Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Tadvadatmani dehatvam.
Pashyatya jnana yogataha.
काच भूमौ जलत्वं वा जलभूमौ हि काचता तद्वदात्मनि देहत्वम् पश्यत्यज्ञानयोगतः
काच भूमि काचम काचः मीन्स् ग्लास् काच भवनं मीन्स् ग्लास् हौस् काचः मीन्स् ग्लास् and kacha bhumihi means the area which is the glass area. As in, suppose when we have our tables, table tops, glass, isn't it? Kacha bhumihi. Bhumihi means area here. Bhumihi literally means earth. But here we should take it as area, isn't it? Kacha bhumau. So this glass surface which you see on the table, kacha bhumihi is a glass surface, the glassy area, glass area, you know. Bhumau locative. So, kacha bhumau, on the part of the area of this glass, or on the part of the surface of the glass, jalatvam, jalatvam means what now? The waterness. When you see the plain glass sometimes, it appears like water, isn't it? The glass appears like water. This far, see from far, from distance, the glass appears to be water. That is why in the hot sun also, the appearance of mirage water itself is because of what, when the area, the earth, which reflects the sun, sometimes shines like a glass. That is why when you see from here, the mirage water, the appearance of water. Mirage is like the glass, isn't it? Therefore it appears to be water. So any glassy area when you see, glassy area, and that appears to be what now? Water. It is natural for us to mistake the glassy surface area for what now? Area of water, a place of water. Jalatvam means waterness. So, waterness means what now? So, seeing the water, mistaking the glassy area for a area of water. Similarly, jala bhumau hi kachata. When you see the jala bhumau, when you see the water, now the still water, crystal clear still water, if you see, you know, the crystal clear still water appears to be very glassy. Appears like a glass. How the glass can reflect? The crystal clear water also appears to be glassy and then it can reflect your face also. Isn't it? So it is natural for us to mistake one for the other. You can mistake the glass surface for the surface of the water, or you can mistake the water surface for the surface of the glass also. It is possible. Such error in perception is possible. In the same way, tadvati atmani dehatvam pashyati ajnana yogataha. Even though you mistake the even though you are able to perceive the water on the part of the glass, surface of the glass, you are able to perceive the glass on the surface of the water, similarly, it's possible the same way. But now, the perception, similarly, it is natural for you to see, you mistake the non-substantial, nama-rupa, name and form, elemental, gross, physical body for the substance Atma. And you mistake the substance Atma for non-substantial name and form. Adhyasa both, isn't it? Both sides. Atma is what now? Suppose anatma, anatma is mistaken for atma. Is it clear? It's purely because of ignorance. So, ajnana yogataha, atmani dehatvam pashyati. Because of ignorance alone, you see the, that means some similarity must be there, isn't it? You cannot mistake definitely across the wall for the water. You cannot take the water, isn't it? Wall for the mirror. But some similarity must be there. Because body is conscious, sentient, alive, it has life. Therefore, what happens now? And the life, there's life, manifest life in the body, being inseparably close to the manifesting medium, the body. What is Atma here? Manifest life is Atma. What is Atma here? Manifest light, life is Atma. Which is what now? The Brahman, the source of life. Is it clear? Brahman is the source of life. And Atma is what now? The manifest life in the body. And what is body? Body is only the manifesting medium for the life. So they are completely and dissimilar things can be mistaken, isn't it? Because this manifest life in the body, and the manifest life and the manifesting medium being inseparable, what happens now? The manifesting medium is mistaken for the manifest life. And the manifest life is mistaken for the manifesting medium. Closeness, inseparability, distancelessness. And what now? The mistaken. One is mistaken for the other. Like what? Like how? Because of ignorance. Because you are not able to discern this manifest life. What is manifest as the life in the body has been discerned from the manifesting medium, the body. Because you do not know what is that which is manifest as the life in the body, you mistake the manifesting medium for the Atma, the manifest life, which is originally a source of life. You got it? So therefore, this is jalatvam kacha bhumo and jalabhumo kachata. You see the glassness in the water. And you see the water and surface of the water, and you see the waterness on the surface of the glass, because one surface is mistaken for the surface of the other because of what now? Similarity, isn't it? It is natural, but still it's not true. In the same way, here the manifest life is mistaken, Atma is mistaken for the manifesting medium, the body. Manifest life must be identified with the source of life, not the manifesting medium, isn't it? It's like when you see your face in the mirror, the reflection of your face should be identified with the original face or with the reflecting medium, the mirror. The reflection of your face should be identified with the original face or with the reflecting medium, the mirror. The reflection of the face must be identified with the original face, not with the reflecting medium mirror. It is identified with the original face. When the mirror breaks, you will understand nothing happens for the reflection. It is still alive in the form of the original face. But when identified with the mirror, when the mirror breaks, in the notionally, the reflection also breaks, not in reality. The notion that reflection will break when the mirror breaks is the problem. In the same way, life is what now? The life in the physical body is what now? Manifestation, manifest life. The manifest life is Atma, which we identified with the source of life, the Brahman, not with the manifesting medium, the body. Is it clear? But still, the manifest life Atma, instead of being identified with the source of life, the Brahman, is identified with the manifesting medium, the body. Therefore, body is mistaken for the Atma, and Atma is mistaken for the body because of ignorance. Ajnana yogataha dehatvam atmani pashyati. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnah Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.